And that is very frightening. And certainly it's going to continue to create great stressors on families, number one, but also on our community, our school districts, and other long-term care.
Dr. Stephen Anderson is the CEO at Summit Education Resources. He says the number of new autism cases is very significant. Experts suspect better diagnoses are attributed to the increase in cases, but other reasons appear to remain unknown.
I think we have gotten better, though, in general, diagnosing the more capable kids, the more intellectually intact kids than we were before. Those were getting missed. Now we're picking those up, and that could explain some of the statistics as well.
It's extremely concerning, of course. Not a total surprise.
Veronica Federiconi is Executive Director of Autistic Services. Autism is a spectrum disorder, from some who are completely nonverbal to those with significant social delays.
I knew eventually it would happen. I just didn't know when. Of course, my biggest concern is with the incidence on the rise yet again, and probably continuing to do so. I'm very concerned about the supports and services that are going to be available for all of these kids.
Anderson agrees with Federiconi.
And I'm particularly concerned about very long-term care as these individuals enter the adult system, and we've got to care and provide for them because they're probably going to need, most of them are going to need care for the rest of their lives. That frightens me a lot.
Anderson notes these new autism numbers cannot be ignored. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.